أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. عن جمعة مبارك. This is an awesome day. It's known as جمعة الوداع. A day with the blessings of Friday, the night of the 27th of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan. Oh my goodness. It's like a whole load of barakah and ni'mah, which we're not going to see again till next year. Before I go any further, let's look at some extracts from the du'as by Imam Sajjad and Imam Sadiq, bidding farewell to the month, because it's sad, last Friday. Salams to you, O object of hope, whose separation causes grief. Salams to you, O friend, who became familiar on arrival and delighted us, but now makes us feel lonely and sad when it leaves. Salams to you, what a great eraser of sins you are. Salams to you, how much did we long for you, and how intense will be our eagerness to come again next year. Ya Allah, whatever sin, great or small, we may have committed, whatever wrong we did in this month, deliberately or in error, thus doing injustice to our souls, please forgive us. Forgive us with your pardon. Besides being the night of the 27th of Ramadan, which is also another night of Qadr, it's important to look at some of the things that we need to do tonight. For example, to recite Dua al-Tawbah at least. Also, he never disappoints in this month. And if you feel there is something that has not been answered, then I'd like to read you a poem by Jalaluddin Rumi called The Awakening. He says, all night a man called Allah until his lips were bleeding. Then the devil said, hey, Mr. Gullible, how come you've been calling all night and never once have you heard Allah say, here I am? You call so earnestly and in reply, what do you get? Nothing. The man suddenly felt empty and abandoned. Depressed, he threw himself on the ground and fell into a deep sleep. In a dream, he met Prophet Ibrahim, who asked, why are you regretting praising Allah? And the man said, well, I've called, but Allah never replied, here I am. He never said labaik to me. Prophet Ibrahim told him, Allah has said, your calling my name is my reply. Your longing for me is my message to you. All your attempts to reach me are in reality my attempts to reach you. Your fear and love are a noose to catch me. In the silence surrounding every call of Allah waits 1,000 replies of labaik, here I am. Now this night is also a night of forgiveness. Make a list of those who have imprisoned you, besides the reading of Dua al-Tawbah. So who has imprisoned us? These are those whom you have not forgiven. And by not doing so, we are enclosed in their prisons. So find it in your heart to forgive them so that you and I can become free. And the best way is to begin by remembering them in Salatul Layl. It works in amazing ways. When we say, Allahumma gfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, take them by name, say them by name and forgive them. Imam Sajjad used to make it a practice to emphasize this to his servants in Ramadan. He used to say, Allah frees 70 million sinners from Jahannam on every night of Ramadan. And on the last night, he frees a number equivalent to the sum of those freed during all the other nights. And he used to tell them, I therefore also like to free my servants in this world so that my master will free me from his punishment on the day of Qiyamah. So make a list of the people that you want to forgive. One of the questions that reappears every year is about this salah called Qadha al-Umri. Now, allegedly, most people think that reciting this salah on the last Friday ensures that all their Qadha salah are forgiven. Well, my take is slightly different. It's actually an acknowledgement from the reciter that he has got Qadha and that he will endeavor to fulfill his debt. It's not one which rubs out all debts in one go. That doesn't happen. So just as an FYI, it's a 4-rakat salah in units of 2. In every rakat, Surat al-Fatiha, 25 times Surat al-Ikhlas, Ayat al-Kursi once, and 15 times Surat al-Kawthar. May Allah accept our deeds on this Friday, and more so than anything else, forgive us all our sins and give us the capacity to forgive those whom we think have hurt us.